And what the Open Beach Guarantee does is it offers full refunds for hotel reservations if the beach at one of our customers' destinations is closed due to the oil spill.
So that's for folks who've already put their credit card information in the system, they have a hotel, and then they find out bad news.
Absolutely. It's for anyone, really, who's traveling through the end of July and has a hotel reservation through Orbis at one of these 120 participating hotels. And if folks are looking to see if their hotel is participating in this, they can go to orbis.com/oil, which is a page where we list all of the participating hotels. Like I said, there are 120 at this time. We continue to add more hotels on a daily basis. And also on this page, travelers can find up-to-date information on just how the oil spill is affecting these tourist destinations along the Gulf Coast. So we have daily updates from our customer care center, along with information from NOAA, as well as links to the local government and tourism web pages where they have more localized information.
Now, whose brainchild was this?
Really, this was just something we developed internally within the company. You know, for a couple of reasons. Number one, we want to help our customers understand what the situation is on the ground. We feel at this point it's really all about transparency for people who may have plans or may be planning to go to these destinations. And second, we wanted to help our hotel partners attract tourists to the region through programs like this Open Beach Guarantee.
The idea kind of came together pretty quickly just in the last week or so?
It really did in the last couple of weeks. You know, we had this idea to launch this program, and from there it was really reaching out to as many of our hotel partners along the Gulf Coast as possible, which, you know, we initially started with Florida, and that's been our focus, getting 120 hotels on board there. And we're working to extend this as much as possible as we reach out to hotels in other states along the Gulf Coast.
Now, I'm looking at your list right now of hotels that have signed up the Open Beach Guarantee, basically, that you're calling it. And it's on both sides of the coast, really. You've got the Panhandle here. It looks like you've got some hotels way down in South Florida and over on the Atlantic coast.
Yeah, and you'll see that, hotels all along, like you said, both coast of Florida, really want to offer this type of guarantee because I think there's more of a psychological factor that's led to people canceling their hotel bookings. It's the uncertainty of not knowing just where this oil spill is going to go. While at this point, I think we've seen that all of the Florida beaches are still primarily open, we, as well as our hotel partners, and I think even on the Atlantic side, they want to reassure customers that, look, should in any event just make it over to the Atlantic side, that, you know, we will refund you, and you have that peace of mind if you're going to book in that area. And it goes into effect for anyone who is traveling through the end of July. Obviously, this whole situation is uncertain on how long it might last. So, we will look at that time at the end of July and make the decision if we do need to extend the guarantee even further.
And that's only if they book through Orbis?
It is. It's for Orbis customers who've booked at any of these participating hotels. And like I said, we're continuing to reach out to more and more hotels. So we initially launched with 120, but if you are, planning to travel and you don't see your hotel on that list, keep checking back because it's just a matter of us reaching these hotel partners. You know, there's a lot of hotels all along the Gulf Coast and getting them on board.
Do you think your competition will try to do a similar launch?
You know, that's a great question. And I think, we welcome anyone to help the hotels in this area and help customers as much as possible during this crisis. And I think that, all the hotels and all of the, Florida Tourism and Gulf Tourism Associations, everyone is really just welcoming, I think, as much help as possible.
Yeah. I think the word that stands out is the word guarantee, because with this oil spill, nothing is guaranteed right now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And just to give you a few more details, the guarantee goes into effect when a government agency declares that a local beach is closed or dangerous. So, at Orbis here, we're experts in travel, but we're certainly not experts in determining, what beaches should be declared closed or dangerous. So we're looking to those authorities that will be making those decisions. And if and when a local beach is closed, within 20 miles of a participating hotel, our customer care team will proactively reach out to our customers who are staying in that area, reach out to them and ask them if they would like a refund for their unused hotel night. So the onus isn't on the customers. We want you to go enjoy your vacation, and if, you know, we're keeping an eye on this, and if it does affect your area, you can expect a call from our customer care team.
And I see that you've also put a website link for the latest information on the oil spill, too.
Yeah, that's orbitz.com/oil, where you can find all of the participating hotels, like you said, in the guarantee, but also this page we created really to be a dedicated page for up-to-date information about the oil spill as it's impacting travel to the Gulf region. So on this page, travelers can find daily updates from our care center team. They can find maps from NOAA. There's even local volunteer opportunity links on this page, as well as links to the local government and tourism website. So it's a great place if you're overwhelmed by the amount of information that is just out there everywhere on this crisis. If you are traveling to the region, this should be the first place that you start to look for information.
Have you had to hire extra staff to do this?
We have not. You know, everyone just within the company has come together and made this a priority.
Do you think this is kind of an unprecedented thing for the travel industry to do?
I absolutely do. I think that, you know, for us, it's really important not only to be a resource and help to our customers, but also, you know, help with our hotel partners because, you know, the tourist destinations in the Gulf Coast are, you know, really going to be hurting from this for a long time. So we want to support them as much as possible.
Obviously, in Florida, the tourism is our bread and butter here in the state. And when you were thinking of folks who live, say, you know, just in the Midwest, who think of Florida, there probably is a thought that the entire Gulf of Mexico is black in oil, right? And so this will help to dispel rumors.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think a big piece of it is, just like you said, dispelling rumors and kind of correcting a lot of misinformation that may be in people's minds as a result of a lot of the coverage on this oil spill. And, you know, like you, everyone in the state of Florida, we're trying to tell people that there are so many beautiful Florida destinations in particular that are open for business and absolutely beautiful. So I do think a lot of it is really getting transparent and correct information out there.
Has there been any thought to trying to help people plan different kinds of vacations in Florida? Obviously, ecotourism has become a big business in the state with a lot of freshwater springs for scuba diving, just a lot of things internally that people can do besides, well, in addition to, you know, the whole Disney complex and all of the theme parks.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, we are, you know, trying to help support our partners like Visit Florida, get those type of messages out there that Florida is a big state. While it has, you know, hundreds of miles of beautiful coastline, you also have destinations like Orlando. And like you said, you've got golf courses and so many other, you know, natural type of habitats inland and state. So we absolutely are trying to help support those messages and get those out there to our customers as well.